Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu dhikri al-mawti wa qasri al-amali. The chapter on remembering death and curtailing hopes, aspirations, longings for the future. This is one very important aspect of our deen, is a person remembering death often. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that remember death, remember the thing that will smash all pleasures. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. Remember in abundance that thing that will smash all that enjoyment and all the pleasures, and that is death. Because when a person has got mort in front of him, he's got death in front of him, then it will help his alignment to be right in this world. He won't be tempted to go to any extreme. Person will be always mindful that one day is coming, and I don't know when that day will come, when I'll be all alone in my qabr. I can't manage with the load shedding in this world. I can't manage without water in this world. I can't manage without friends in this world. I can't manage without my cell phone in this world. How am I going to manage in that qabr all alone? So when a person has got that in his mind, that he's got mort in mind, the stages after death, and at the same time he's got all the beauty in front of him, so he doesn't go in a depression, that Allah Ta'ala has made such beautiful company for me if I'm a good person. Allah has kept such good favors in for me. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept such good ni'mat for me in Jannah, and Allah Ta'ala has made such good halal pleasures for me. The person has got that, then it will also keep him spirits alive to prepare for that death. And at the same time, when a person has the azab of Allah Ta'ala for committing guna in front of him, then it will also help him to refrain from going towards guna. So therefore we find that this keeping death in front is such an important thing. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought this chapter, the chapter on remembering death and curtailing aspirations, because these two things, if you put them together, person forgets about death and he has long aspirations, then he'll even forget the basic things that he needs to do, his duties towards his parents, duties towards his neighbors, duties towards his own family members, towards his staff. All that gets forgotten. Why? He's got long aspirations and he forgot that a day will come where he'll have to answer for every single thing. قال الله تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala mentions this one ayat. Today we'll just stop on this ayat. So beautifully in one ayat, Allah Ta'ala encapsulates this whole life, the aim of life, the goal of life, who is successful, who is a failure, and Allah Ta'ala summarizes it, the last part of the ayat, what in reality this life is all about. Allah Ta'ala says that every soul shall taste death. Every single soul. The man that is the bodybuilder, the person that is the strongest, the man that can run the comrades, the person that is the fittest, every single soul shall taste death. Even that person that said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ, he said that I am Allah. He made that claim that I am Allah, I am the highest. Even that person also, Allah Ta'ala made him taste death at the bed of the ocean, at the ground of the ocean. So there also we find that every person, doesn't matter how strong he was, how fit he was, what power he had, what might he had, what security force he had, every single person shall taste death. And Allah Ta'ala says that only on the day of resurrection, only on the day of Qiyamah, will you be given your rewards in full. This dunya, he doesn't have the ability to fulfill the rights, the happiness, the enjoyment, the desires of one person. Take the whole dunya, put it together, can never fulfill the desire of even one person. But on the day of Qiyamah, every person will be given his reward in full. Person was good, he'll be rewarded fully for his good, inshallah. And a person that was evil, his punishment also Allah Ta'ala will give it to him on that day. Therefore we must always be hopeful that we will get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Then the ayah goes on to say that the one who is saved from Jahannam and who enters Jannat is truly a successful person. In this world when we are here, there are many yardsticks of success. Person says if you hit 100 million, now you're a successful person in life. Now you're a successful person in business. If your turnover is increasing by more than 10% every year, you're a successful person in business. If your cholesterol stays below a certain level, after 2 years, 3 years, your sugar doesn't go up, then you're a successful person. So different yardsticks of success is there in this world. If you can run the 100 meter sprint under 15 seconds, then you're a successful person. And if you're even better, you can do it under 10 seconds, then you're a very successful. So there are different things and different yardsticks. If you're a good golfer and you can get the ball in the hole under 3 shots, then you're a successful person. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, who really is that successful person? The successful person is that person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam, and that person who enters Jannah. This person really is a truly successful person. And the last part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that the life of this world is nothing but an enjoyment and nothing of deception, nothing but deception. In other words, the life of this world is mata'ul ghurur. Mata' actually means like a kitchen rag. You know, the kitchen rag, you get something that is dirty, something that you just throw it one side, you use just to clean up. Nobody wants to use that as a towel. Nobody wants to use that to clean his plate before eating. Something that is dirty, it's just a rag that is used to clean up the leftover water and the dirt, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, mata'ul ghurur, that this is a rag of deception, this whole life. Everything put together, the excitement, the thrill, the enjoyment, and it can finish in few seconds. Recently we see millionaires and billionaires, how Allah Ta'ala finished their life up in seconds. It's mata'ul ghurur. Whatever you have is nothing but a deception. So this is a sign and a lesson for us. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq. We don't go into any type of depression, but we keep maut in front of us all the time, just to help us on that alignment, to keep us straight until that point when we reach death. And now is the time where we'll enjoy and enjoy and enjoy without any limitations. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.